Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, we're going to get to Dave Hyde in 1 second. We're giving you a chance to win two tickets and a parking pass to see the Dolphins play the Texans on November 27th. All you have to do is text the keyword safety to 20357. That's safety to 20357. If your name is picked, you'll win. Standard data and message rates apply. Please don't text and drive. Sponsored by the Dade County Federal Credit Union, the official credit union of the Miami Dolphins. Go to finscu.com. We're going to jump out to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline right now and talk to Dave Hyde from the South Florida Sun Sentinel. Also has a book out with Jimmy Johnson right now, Swagger. Dave, welcome to the program, and you're just going to hear my voice right now because I don't know where Joe Rose is. There he is. He's coming in right now. You got coffee.
I love it. Someone is late like me to the show. That's perfect.
Joe had to make his own coffee.
I got to make my own coffee, Dave. Sorry, man.
I see it.
What a big time show like you. You don't have a
now you got. That's why, by the way, I have to get my own coffee. It's not a big time show. Dave, how are you, man? How you doing?
I'm great. Big night tonight for me. We're going to the book fair and talk about the book. You know, Alonzo Highsmith evidently is introducing us down at the downtown and Miami-Dade College. And I'm really looking forward to it. It should be a lot of fun.
Well, that's great. What time is that tonight for the book, Jimmy Johnson's book, Swagger? What time does it all happen tonight?
It starts at 8 o'clock. You know, I have Jimmy on stage now. I get to ask him questions on stage. For months, we sat down in his little cabana at his Oceanside house down there, the compound, and talked over a beer. Now it'll be interesting to see. He's always a lot of fun. You get him out in public, and the swagger comes out.
Well, Dave, before we get into all the other stuff, I want to ask you this. How much fun do you have writing this book with Jimmy? You've known Jimmy for a long time, but getting this all out of him again and going back to these great stories, because there's some great stories in this book, and we talked to Jimmy about it also. How much fun did you have writing this book with Jimmy?
Well, Jimmy's he's probably the most interesting personality I've covered, you know, and so to get him, you know, on my side where, you know, I can ask him anything, he'll answer anything, and, you know, it's not only inside stories, but sort of inside his head, how he works, and then you get into the emotional stuff, the family stuff, beyond the leadership and the coaching, and you know, it was great to work with him. You know, Jimmy, I didn't realize a lot of his motivation is just fun, you know, and having fun, it was fun building those teams, the championship teams at Miami and Dallas. And he really said the first time he had a job was about year two or year three with the Dolphins, when things weren't going towards a champion, pointing to a championship. And he said that was work for the first time. So, you know, he retired. Troy Aikman said, the thing I really appreciate about Jimmy is he saw the life he wanted to lead, and it wasn't on a sideline anymore, and he went and led it. And no one's done retirement better. So working with him was a blast, and on this project was really rewarding to me.
Dave, switching over here now, Sandy Alcantara last night, Marlins ace, wins the National League Cy Young Award. You told me earlier it was going to happen, so thank you. All 30 first-place votes, a really dominant year when you really break it down. It really wasn't close because he was that good. Well, let's talk about going forward. He's got a real friendly contract for being as good as he is for a long time. Do you keep him? Or do you trade him and see how many good pieces you can get for him because this team is not close to winning?
Yeah, the Marlins are stacked with pitching. They have five starters with a ERA 3.75 or less last year. That doesn't get into the couple guys who are hurt or the three of the top four prospects or pitchers in their system. So they got to trade. They have to do something dramatic this offseason. They have to trade some pitching and get some hitting.
But not him, Dave.
Who has the most value? Sandy has the most value. Now, do you trade him?
What's the message you're sending? What's the message you're sending to everybody, Dave, if you get rid of Sandy Alcantara after years and years of we're building up our minor league system, we've got a lot of draft picks. Come on, man.
The difference this time is it would be a baseball decision, not a money decision. Throughout their history, they've just made money decisions. Oh, we can't afford this guy. We can't, you know, take this payroll on. He's coming to the end of where we're under control, and where he's going to be a free agent. This would be purely a baseball move. And I'm not saying no trade Sandy Alcantara. I'm saying they got to trade some of their pitching to get some. They have the worst lineup in baseball. And you just can't do that. You can't go through another season like that. So how do you get more offense when you're stacked with pitching? You got to trade some pitching. And he has the most value. You look at a trade made yesterday. Seattle got an all-star outfielder for a bullpen pitcher, just a setup guy, a good setup guy. But come on, I mean, you're getting – so that tells you if Seattle can get an all-star outfielder who's you know, hits in the 20s and home runs, that would lead the Marlins. If they can get that type of player for a setup reliever, then what could Alcantara get on the open market? If you're the GM, if you're Kim Ng or in the front office, you at least have to say, okay, what can we get for Sandy? What can we get for Lopez? What if we combine a couple pitchers? I mean, those are the things that are going to be going through this offseason.
But Dave, if they do that, everything's going to get back to money. So you got to find a young prospect or a guy that's just done it for a little while in the big leagues, because if he is a really good player and they want to get rid of him, and you look that he's going to be making or is making a lot of money, we're out. We're just out. They can say whatever they want. Money does matter over there. They're still
doing. Well, money matters from the standpoint that Alcantara's contract is what he's making. He made $3.5 million this year, $6 million next year. And it's such a look at what the top starters are making in baseball.
Yeah, no, it's team friendly to say the least.
Yes, for the next for the next 5 years, it's team friendly. So, you're right that to make a trade, they'd have to get something equally as friendly. On the other hand, that contract coupled with his great talent tells you how valuable he'd be out there in a trade. So it's just something you got to look at if you're the Marlins.
Very Marlins-like to have a Cy Young winner and trade him off a month later. Right? Like, I mean, this is the book of the Marlins. This is just another chapter if something like that happened. I get what you're saying about trading some pitching, but, man, can we just keep Sandy in the corner for a little while longer? Just a little while longer?
Well, look, they're the worst team or one of the worst teams in baseball with him having an incredible year this year. I mean, every fifth day when he went out there, they were a contending team just because of his talent. And the question becomes, okay, how do you build that up? And do you trust Marlins management to make the right trade? That's the other thing. They made some bad decisions last year for their lineup and – so you can't swing and miss when you're the Marlins, or you pay for it.
Well, they can't blame Jeter forever. Like Jeter's gone. Like somebody's going to else. I don't know. We all seem to have this thing. Whoever gets knocked out or whoever leaves, it was all his fault, and all his buddies screwed it up and all that stuff. Hey, hey, Dave. While I'm on a roll and jacking through this coffee this morning, I haven't talked to you. What's your take on Tua? I saw an article 7-0. 18-3, 18 touchdowns, 3 picks, Tua. What's your take so far?
My take is he's answered the big questions. You know, I always thought the party or the parade for Tua the first 2 years was way ahead of his game, where everybody was saying how great he was, and you know, I just didn't see it. And you can blame a lot of things for that, but I just didn't see it. And now, for the first time over the last few weeks and starting out this season, you're seeing the guy they drafted, the guy they wanted to see when they drafted. And the accuracy is there, as everybody knows, but now you're seeing quick decisions, quick reads,
yeah.
Finding open receivers. You have to love what Mike McDaniels brought to this offense and the speed. Now they're using Waddle not as a slot receiver, but moving them all over. And Tyreek Hill's just a beast. You know, you talk about going out and getting a free agent and not knowing, oh, how are they going to be when they get that contract, and how is he really inside a team? But I remember walking in a July practice, bumping into Rick Spielman, the former Vikings and Dolphins GM, and asking him what he saw, and he goes, Tyreek Hill is what I saw. You know, this was just a normal practice in July, and he goes, his speed and how hard he works is impressive. And so they got exactly what they wanted in him. And so you couple it all together, and Tua, you know, there's always going to be hurdles out there. How's he going to play in cold weather? You know, he's had a perfect biosphere almost as a quarterback, you know, 2 sacks in 4 games. That's not going to happen. How's he going to be when he gets hit again? But you look at what he's done with this offense in the last, recent stretch, and it's impressive. Again, they got the guy that you're seeing, the guy they wanted to see when they drafted him.
Well, yeah. Dave, I mean, Mike McDaniel with the FaceTime call on the plane the first day he took the job.
Yep.
Tyreek on his podcast is the most accurate quarterback I've ever played with. I mean, they just need a little positive reinforcement from the top guys, and look what happened to Tua. He's in the MVP race now.
Yeah, what McDaniel's done in changing the whole narrative around him right from the start. And you know, you talk about Jimmy Johnson and his Pygmalion theory, treat a person as you want them to be and they'll become that. And that's sort of what Mike McDaniel, right from you said, from that phone call,
right,
where you're my guy. And he made sure that was put out on social media, and that was his track. He never got off message, over the whole summer. And look, he was married to Tua when he was hired, right? I mean, but to go out and say, put his arm around him and build the offense with his skill set is something that just hadn't happened in the first 2 years with Tua. And it's a much better work environment, I'm sure, for Tua. And beyond that, he's taken the steps, of late to show, okay, the Dolphins are contenders now, which is shocking to me. This year, that I'm saying that, and if they can get a few things right, and on defense and special teams, and keep this offense going, then they have a good chance to go deep in the playoffs.
Well, love to just keep you, man, with all this stuff going on, Dave. But you got a little bit of work tonight here with Jimmy Johnson.
Yeah.
So one more time, why don't you pump that up for us tonight, Dave, on where you're going to be.
Yeah, we're going to have a lot of fun. At the Book Fair, Miami-Dade College, Wolfson Campus, downtown, 8 o'clock. Jimmy and me, Alonzo Highsmith will be introducing it. It's going to be a big night talking about swagger, but more talking about football and leadership and the sacrifices people make to reach the height of their career. So it'll be a fun night with Jimmy.
Dave, thank you.
Thanks,
appreciate
Dave.
You coming on, Dave. Thank you.
Thanks, Joe.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours.
and great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.